Back now to record, we got three cases under advisement. I believe here. Okay, the first case taken under advisement is case number 9592. Dean Sherman, it's a determination of a non-conforming borough pit. It was taken under advisement. I think after. Any questions, anybody, or Mr. Mills?
I think the applicant's testimony that they've been borrowing it from it without any. You know, without any, only a few months span of not borrowing at any given time. I think we have to determine that it didn't go more than 2 years or more without borrowing.
Right.
You know, I think, especially with the fact there wasn't any opposition or anyone to testify otherwise, I don't see.
Mr. Burrell, what? How can we make sure that it doesn't grow into a larger area? Just specify that if we do.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was getting at in my.
I think a minimum 10 acres.
Yeah, or maximum 10 acres.
I mean, maximum 10 acres.
Yeah, I remember we had one, I guess a year or so ago, was Fresh Cuts had one, and we had to make that same determination. And there was some question about how, and it was a split parcel or something, and the borrow pit was only a one, and. I think
they were digging on the other side.
Yeah, your decision limited it to one side, not the other. So you can do stuff like that. You can
say don't have to
say you can't ever use more than 10 acres or whatever. And that seemed to be more than what.
I think we should table it to give you time to come up with.
I can do that here. I don't think it's that complicated. Just decide what a reasonable amount is. I mean, he said 10, probably more than he'd use in his lifetime. So. And he can come back later. I mean, if he wanted to develop half of it into a borrow pit in 20 years or his kids or, you know, ultimate, you know, another seller, they can always come back and ask that it be revised. It doesn't sound like it was a big borrow pit ever anyway. It was just a almost like a little personal borrow pit.
Mm-hmm.
I guess everybody ought to have one.
Yeah. Cheaper that way. Anybody have any problem with it?
No.
No problem.
Put, you know, put the
maximum of 10 acres.
Yeah, no problem with that.
Don't need anything else on there?
Yep.
Okay. Yep. And any time that it, you know, anytime he wants it
or,
in too.
Or how about, and maybe say 10 acres in the same vicinity as the existing one, so it doesn't, you know, you don't go to 4, 6, 8, or you know, 5 here and 5 there.
No time, no something like that on either. Just a maximum of 10 acres. That sounds good to me. Is that okay?
In the same area.
In the same area.
Yeah.
10 acres, just maximum 10 acres, same area. Okay with that?
Chairman, I would make a motion then that we do determine that it is a non-conforming borrow pit, and may continue to be so. With a maximum of 10 acres for the future be used as a borrow pit in the same vicinity of as the existing borrow pit is now.
Okay. Everyone understand that then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills with a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 9592 with the stipulation. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign. Aye. All opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. Case is approved. Thank you, gentlemen. Okay, next.